नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So by Krishna's mercy, this full vacation we have seen the pastimes from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. First of all, the first day we saw, all of you please sit properly. First day we saw the story of Parikshit Maharaj, like how he is the son of whom?
Uttara
and Uttara and Abhimanyu. And then what did he do to that sage? What did he do to that? He put the snake on which muni's neck? Samika Rishi's neck he put. And who cursed him?
Shringi.
His son cursed him. So for 7 days, 7 nights, after 7 days, Parikshit Maharaj will give up his life. So what did he do? He didn't list, oh, this many pizzas I have to eat so many ice creams, I have to go to SL World, I have to go to that, I have to go to this thing. So that all, I have to go to Disneyland, all he didn't do. What did he do? He went and asked, what should I do? I am going to die in 7 days. What should I do? So then, on the banks of which river?
Ganga.
Yamuna.
Ocean.
On the bank of Ganga, he went and he met all the sages. And who was the main sage?
Sukadev
Goswami. So see, this is Parikshit Maharaj and this is Sukadev Goswami. Sukadev Goswami is the son of
Vyasadev.
How many years was he in the womb of his mother? Okay. So, and then after that, Sukadev Goswami told Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days, 7 nights. Now, so we are continuing that. So, in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, there are 28 types of hells described. So, if you do this, you'll go to this hell. If you'll do this, you'll go to this hell. Even for all these things, there's a big list. For which hell, we don't know. So, then Parikshit Maharaj, he is Paradukha Dukhi. So, what did he ask in the starting?
That everyone is tasted. How can you stop going
to hell. So, then this one, Sukadev Goswami said, by atoning for your sins. But then he said, even atoning is of no use because people again tend to commit sins. They like for that he gave examples of Christians and elephant taking bath. But then after this, this Sukadev Goswami said, only through bhakti, kechit kevalaya bhaktiya, only by doing devotion they will be relieved of their sinful propensity. Can you please come and sit here? Akash, come and sit here. Please come here. See, we are narrating Srimad Bhagavatam. I am not telling some film story here. Please come and sit here. Come. Thank you. So this first of all, we saw the pastime of, and this sixth canto of Bhagavatam, the main topic of sixth canto of Bhagavatam, who remembers? What is the essence of the sixth canto of Bhagavatam? It is Poshanam. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam consists of 10 subject matters. In that one sixth canto, it refers to Poshanam, that is protection. How the Lord protects. So that is Poshanam. So the first pastime we saw of Ajamil, how he was misled by a prostitute. But still, because he was a devotee in his previous, when he was young, that is why the Lord made him to name his son's name as Narayan. That is why this way he was protected. And the second pastime we saw of Daksha Prajapati, how the Lord blessed him to produce progeny. First he said the Amsaguya prayers, then the Lord came in front of him, and then after that he produced 10,000 sons.
Hariyashwas
and Shavalaswas. And then after that he produced 60 daughters. So the 60 daughters then gave birth to children who would surround the whole world. Then after that we saw a person who took two lifetimes. Yes? Who is Chitraketu? He came as Vritrasura. So Chitraketu was he came as Vritrasura. So we saw how Krishna protected him also, right? And see, the point is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a very great saint. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that, see, if you disturb, the flow doesn't come. Anyway, so then we spoke about whom now? Chitraketu and how he came as Vritrasura. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that bhakti develops in, it doesn't cease where. So we saw how it beautifully developed even in a demon's heart, like Vritrasura. That is why Parikshit Maharaj yesterday he asked, no, that how is it that a demon is having such good qualities? Because he was Chitraketu. Understood. So now going further, in we saw that 60 daughters of Daksha Prajapati, right? So in that 60 daughters, there were two. One I talked about Kashyapa Muni. Do you remember? Kashyapa Muni has two of the main, the Diti and Aditi. So now what happens is, after this pastime, after Chitraketu's pastime, Shukadev Goswami continues to narrate how the children of Aditi, he starts describing the children of Aditi. So the children of Aditi are called Adityas. So they the full description of this is given, of how many children they had, that full description is given. I'm not reading, so many children were told. And after Aditi's children, then comes Diti's children. So Diti had demons as her children. Because there is also a reason. She approached Kashyapa Muni at a wrong time to produce children. That is why she gave birth to demons like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were so huge demons. They would extend from the low end of the surface of the earth up to the sky. Their crown would touch the sky. When they would walk on the ground, the earth would shake. Such huge demons they were. And when they were born, the cows were giving blood instead of milk. These are all inauspicious signs. When Krishna was born, everywhere it was springtime. If you see in Krishna book, when Krishna is born, even if it is not rainy season, still the peacocks dance. Like that. But exactly opposite, when the demons like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are born, even an animal like cow, it gives blood. So horrible the situation is when demons like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are born. So Diti was the mother of these two demons. And other demons. And Lord Vishnu, what did he do? He took two incarnations. He came as Varaha and he slapped Hiranyaksha and he killed Hiranyaksha. And that comes in the third canto of Bhagavatam. And the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, after this, comes the description of Hiranyakashipu. The whole seventh canto is dedicated to Prahlad Maharaj's devotion. What a staunch devotee he was. 5-year-old boy. I'll put you in a pit of snakes if you do devotion. But he never cared. He got a cup of poison to drink. He never cared. He was thrown in burning oil. He never cared. Always he was chanting the names of Krishna. Such a staunch devotee. And we people, 2 hours we get, we do all the mischievous acts how much ever we can. That is the difference between us and Prahlad Maharaj. That's why the Lord himself came for Prahlad as Narasimha. See, for the Lord to kill Hiranyakashipu, he could have just done an earthquake and he could have finished him there himself. But the Lord came for Prahlad. Because Prahlad had so much faith in the Lord and the Lord's names. He was taking in all the desperate situations. So the Lord came for Prahlad. He didn't come for killing Hiranyakashipu. So this pastime comes in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So now what happened? This all, Diti saw that the Lord Vishnu to favor Indra. To favor Indra, all her sons were being killed. So Diti, she had a desire that I want to produce a child who would kill Indra. She wanted to produce a child to kill Indra. So she went to, now where will she, a woman, where she will take shelter? So she took shelter at her husband. So she went to Kashyapa Muni and she served him very nicely. A wife knows to deal with her husband very nicely. So she served him so nicely. She did all the needful activities for Kashyapa Muni so nicely that Kashyapa Muni was very happy with her service. And he gave her a blank check. He told her, ask me whatever you want. I am ready to give you. And Diti, she had a very good plan in her heart. So she revealed that plan. She got a blank check from Kashyapa Muni. Whatever you want, I'll give you. So what did she say to him? She said that, my dear Lord, normally even your husbands you respect in Vedic tradition. In Vedic tradition, you don't call your husband by his name. Hi, come here. Not like that. You respect your husband. The same way the husbands also respect their wives. The wife will not see any man other than her husband. And the husband will not see any woman other than the wife. This is Vedic tradition. And not like now, boyfriends and girlfriends. So, this Diti, she told Kashyapa Muni that, my Lord, I want to have a... Please guide me so that I can have a child who would kill Indra. What do you think? What will Kashyapa Muni feel? Indra, who is the father of Indra?
Kashyapa Muni.
So what will he feel? Oh, she wants to produce a child who will kill Indra. So then Kashyapa Muni was very intelligent. He was a very great devotee. So devotees are more intelligent. So he designed a way. He told her, my dear wife, you have pleased me a lot. That is why I am going to teach you a process. There is a ritualistic process called Pumsavana Vrata. If you follow these religious principles very strictly, without even making one mistake, then you will be able to produce a child that will kill Indra. So she said, yes, my Lord, I am ready to do anything for that. He said, but it is austerity for one full year you have to do. Oh, no problem. So, for 1 year, the full rules are given. One full chapter is dedicated for telling what are the rules for that Pumsavana Vrata. You should know. I'll just read few of those. Not all, not the full list. Just few of those lists.
How many rules?
You read the chapter. You buy this Bhagavatam. Read. Okay. I'll just read some of them. He said, My dear wife, to follow this vow, do not be violent or cause harm to anyone. Do not curse anyone. Do not speak lies. Do not cut your nails and hair. Do not touch impure things like skulls and bones. Then he continued, my dear gentle wife, never enter the water while bathing. Never be angry and do not even speak or associate with wicked people. Never wear clothes that have not been properly washed.
and do not put on garland that has already been worn. Never eat leftover food. Never eat prasad offered to the goddess Kali. Or do not eat anything contaminated by flesh or fish. Do not eat anything brought or touched by a Shudra, nor anything seen by a woman in her menstrual period. Do not drink water by joining your palms. You should not lie down without having washed both of your feet or without being purified, nor with wet feet or with your head pointed west or north. You should not lie naked or with other woman or during the sunrise or sunset. Like this, full rules are there. So many rules to follow. So Didi Mataji, she said okay. And what did she do? She started following that vrata. What vrata? Pumsavana vrata. Follow? You are following what I am saying? Pumsavana vrata. And for one full year she was following this. And Indra, he knew that his mother, she is also his mother, no? The wife of her father. So he knew that his mother, she is designing a, she is making a plot to make a child to kill me. So you know what he did? He also went to serve her. Now if she is doing some vrata, she has to get flowers, she has to get water. So many things are required for doing the worship. So then he went to bring all those things for her. He decided to serve her in the ashram. So every day he would go, he would bring water, he would bring flowers, he would bring wood, whatever was required for doing all of you sit properly. Sit properly. So all of the things required, whatever Diti required, everything was there by Indra. So 1 year was continuously passing and Diti was very strict in her tapasya and Indra was also serving very nicely to Diti Mataji. Now many days passed. But she was becoming very thin because of the austerities, because she cannot eat so many things, so much rules were there. So because of the austerities she was becoming very thin and she was becoming tired also. And Indra, he was waiting for an opportunity for Diti to make one mistake, and Diti was not even making one mistake in the all big list is there, so not even one mistake. So then one day what happened, because of her tiredness and because she became so thin, she ate her food but she forgot to wash her. I read now, na, you should wash your mouth and wash your feet and then sleep. So she forgot and she went to sleep. So what did Indra do? He got the opportunity. She made one mistake now, isn't it? So what did Indra do? He was the mystic. He knew all mystic powers. He knew all this, there are some mystics like Lagima and Anima and all these different mystic systems. So what he did? He reduced himself. He entered the womb of Diti. Are you following what I am saying? He entered her womb, her stomach, where the child was growing. The embryo is there, where the child grows. Now Diti has practiced devotional service, and this Pumsavana Vrata is a devotional service to Lord Vishnu. So now that child is growing in her womb. She has practiced very strict austerities for almost the whole year, and Indra has also served her. Indra entered the womb, he took his thunderbolt and he cut that child. He cut that embryo. But do you think Krishna will keep quiet? That embryo expanded into 7 children. And then Indra started cutting each and every child. And that 7 children again expanded, each child expanded into 7 children. So like that, 7 multiplied by 7, 49 children were produced. Indra realized, this is Krishna. You cannot go against Krishna's desire. It was Indra's thunderbolt. Indra's thunderbolt is very powerful. No one can cross that. No one can escape that. But because Diti had practiced very serious devotional service for 1 year, that is why that child, it was developing in the womb, that was produced into
49 children. And they all were saying, oh, please protect us, my brother. They all called Indra as their, because they were Indra's brothers. They all said, please protect us. And then Indra, he came out. And these 49 children came out. And they came to be known as Maruts. And they became demigods. I am just going a little back. To give you this surprise, I did not tell you something. Basically, Shukadev Goswami was narrating the children of Aditi, right? In that, while narrating, he came to Diti's, he was telling all these things. I'm just going a little back. Aditi also gave birth to Vamana. The Lord himself came as her son. And that pastime of Vamana is in 8th canto of Bhagavatam. Vamana came and he took 3 steps of land from Bali Maharaj. And let me tell you the cycle. Hiranyakashipu is the son of Diti. Hiranyakashipu's son is Prahlad. Prahlad's son is Virochan. Virochan gave birth to Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj gave birth to 100 children led by Banasura. And Banasura was a very great devotee of Lord Shiva. He had 1000 arms, if you remember. And because of Banasura, there was a war between Lord Shiva and Krishna. These all pastimes. Just a quick this thing. So like that, Shukadev Goswami was narrating about the this thing, the succession of Aditi Mataji. Then after that, when he came to Diti, he told about Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Then after going slowly, he said that Diti also gave birth to 49 demigods. That time Parikshit Maharaj said, demigods? Diti giving birth to demigods? Oh my Lord, he told to Shukadev Goswami, can you please elaborate on this point? That time, Shukadev Goswami started this story. Understood? Oh, this way, Diti Mataji, because she observed devotional service, this is the power of devotional service. Even a demon can become a demigod. And the full examples are in front of us. We all are demons in our heart. If that is why, if we start chanting the names of Krishna, then our demonic tendencies will go. So this way, Diti Mataji gave birth to 49 Maruts, and she told to Indra. First of all, Indra came and begged forgiveness to his mother. He said, "Please forgive me for doing this act, for entering." And she was sleeping. She was sleeping that time. Indra entered her womb. That is why, please forgive me, he said. At the same time, Diti Mataji also begged for forgiveness to Indra. And she said, you please take these children and keep them as your brothers. So, Diti also gave birth to demigods. Okay. So, these 49 Maruts were born. So, this way, we end the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. By the mercy of Lord Krishna, we all have been able, although we are not at all qualified, we have been able to hear about this 6th canto of Bhagavatam. So let us follow what is the message from this. We have seen from starting all the pastimes, isn't it? How Krishna protected in each and every way. That is why devotional service is so nice, isn't it? Simple. Just chant one round every day. Chant the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.